प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है, पहने रहना गुणों का यूं ही कहना है। करते चलो सबको प्यार, देते चलो सत्कार, तुम्हें तारों से आगे निकलना है।
ओम शांति। Is everyone ready with the crowns? These headphones. Confluence aged crown. Om Shanti. The power of silence. Experimenting with silence or experiencing silence. What is difference between being quiet, peaceful, and silence, and experiencing the power of silence? Maybe in other languages these words are also used, quiet. When somebody is making noise or talking too much, especially when the children are talking, making noise, in order to change this atmosphere of noise, the mother says to the child, keep quiet. Or if somebody is speaking too much, keep quiet. They don't say keep silence, keep quiet. So quietness is connected with the atmosphere. When it's a sound which is in the atmosphere, it's a very noisy. It's a noise against noise is the word keep quiet. Means noise which disturbs you. Noise which attracts you. Noise which does not allow you to concentrate. It means this is connected with the senses. Sense organs. One can be quiet, but not necessarily peaceful. You can keep your mouth shut, but not necessarily the mind is shut. And so people try to close the eyes, they keep their eyes shut to be peaceful. Mouth shut to be quiet, eyes are shut to be peaceful. This is bhakti. They sit in meditation and they want to experience peace. So then they use the expression peace of mind. They don't say peace of intellect, peace of sanskaras, peace of sense organs. So, noise and quietness, then peaceful is connecting with the self. When one is disturbed by something, with the behavior of others, or disturbed with own self, with some wrong things that have been performed. then want to be peaceful. Inner joy is finished. Inner happiness is not experienced. So peace is a method, a process, you can say, to experience inner silence. Peace is a method to protect the self. Be peaceful. And so then you keep your mouth shut, you make your vision merciful or loveful, or you try to be detached. You want to be in a state where you are like a lotus flower, in a peaceful state. You are not disturbed by the atmosphere. And that this experience of peace is means that you are creating, because it is mainly connected with the mind, you are creating positive thoughts. You begin to talk to your own self. In anger, you talk to others. You look at others. You defame others. In peaceful, okay, let go. You try to keep yourself cool. And then method, you are experimenting. Create positive thoughts. Create powerful thoughts. Few thoughts. So peace is created through positive, pure and powerful thoughts. In order to experience peace, you are exercising, experimenting to be detached observer, to be a detached. Doesn't matter what others are doing, I just maintain my quality. So first you try to be a detached like a lotus flower. Then you try to be detached like a rose flower. A rose flower. As I was coming here, there is a slogan. The rose flower does not allow itself to be influenced or hurt by the thorns. But the rose flower is not injured by the thorns. Keeps smiling. Keeps fresh. Maintains its fragrance. And so you are experimenting your quality then. In a peaceful state of mind, you are exercising your own quality. You are not focusing on the weakness of others. Peacelessness is my peace become less and less because I am influenced by the weakness of others. Peaceful means I am making myself aware of my quality. So you create positive thought, you create pure thought, you maintain your power, your spirituality. And because you are at that time experiencing and exercising your quality, you express automatically stability. You are not disturbed. So your sense organs are now generating the power of your qualities of peace, quality of love, quality of forgiveness, so that makes you stable, and internally you are not so powerful to remain happy, but at least you are stable. Other person is shy, shouting, you are not cheerful, but you are quiet, you try to protect yourself. So keep your eyes cool, you keep your ears cool, you keep your mouth shut. So you are making yourself knowledgeful, peaceful, loveful, powerful. So in that state of mind you are introspective. So that inner introspection is creating now the deep silence within you. Extrovertness is creating noise and sound. When we are extroverted, we are getting many, many information. Our ears got information, our eyes got information, our nose got information, our mouth reacted, and so it is information, is a lot of information is collected, and so you cannot keep yourself safe, begin to use the knowledge as weapons. So this power is then used as shaktis, as Baba said today, that you are shown, shaktis are shown with the balance of love and power, the power which destroys the negativity of others. And these shaktis have eight arms. They have been shown with eight arms. And these eight arms, four ornaments are power, which is to transform the inner quality, negativity into positivity. And these four are same as Vishnu's alankaras, Vishnu's ornaments, Swa Darshan Chakra. So they begin to use the power of thought, Swa Darshan, instead of Pardarshan, instead of seeing others, begin to see the self. Swa means self, Darshan means vision. And see yourself, your own vision of your qualities. And this Swadarshan then makes your Swaroop, Shanta Swaroop. This morning Gulzardadi, I just met, and in good morning she said, Shanta Swaroop. Swaroop means my features are also peaceful. Not only my mind is peaceful. These physical features, they are also peaceful. Sometimes our mouth is quiet, but our eyes shows I am not peaceful. line on my face, on my forehead, shows that I am disturbed. Face is the index of mind. Face is telling that you are not happy. You don't look in the eyes of other person. You are quiet, you want to be quiet, but you look at the other side. It's not peaceful. No? Or other person is looking and you are trying, and in between, when another person is not looking, then you are looking at them. But not with a loving feeling. The face shows that you dislike what other person is doing. You cannot tolerate. If they are cheerful, they are happy, you get angry. You cannot see them happy. You cannot see them talking. You cannot tolerate. So inside is disturbance. As you are disturbed and they are quiet and cheerful, then you say, yeah, now he is enjoying, she is enjoying, because I am angry, other person is happy. This is not peace. You begin to see others, not the self. But in self-realization, you see your form is, your features. Or your vision is on that soul of that, of soul conscious. You see yourself a soul and you see also other person a soul. And in this way, the silence power will emerge. By seeing other person a body and myself a body, there's no experience of silence. You are struggling to be peaceful. Only in soul consciousness, with this realization of the soul world, there is silence. Because you turn within, everything you merge in. There's no expansion, there's no chance of thinking many things. There's no detail, there's no why, what, how. In silence there's no what, why, or how. You are not trying to answer the questions. You are not questioning others. But when you are trying to be peaceful, you are convincing yourself. You are trying to speak to yourself. So you educate yourself through positive energy, to pure thoughts, to powerful thoughts. It's an education. You are educating yourself. Okay, become detached. Each one's part is different. Each actor has its own role to play. He said, I thought it was a traffic control of silence of 1 minute. Not yet, no? We did not hear. Okay. Naturally became aware of just a minute of silence. In silence is the experience of sweetness. It's a sweet silence. In silence you go into the depth. It's a deep silence. You don't say sweet peace, deep peace, but sweet silence, deep silence, loveful silence. So in silence the qualities are expressing itself. You are not making effort to make your mind peaceful, but it's an expression. Because you are filled with this. So first it is silence in soul consciousness. When you are looking at others, it's in soul world. There's no talk and there's no thought either. neither mouth is, neither mind. Mind is not active, mouth is not there, so no active. So mind is shut and mouth is shut. Intellect is faith in the self, I am a soul. And sanskaras are experiencing and expressing silence. So soul world silence, silence of soul world. So in a peaceful state of mind, it is the atmosphere where you are trying to be peaceful, you are trying to be powerful. But in silence, you are not trying. It's no question of making effort. It's a state you have reached there. Once the flower is fragrant, it is not making effort to spread the fragrance. It's the air is carrying the fragrance around. You have fruit. You come in the room, you smell the fragrance of apple, or you smell the fragrance of that fruit. The fruit is not making effort to spread its fragrance. Others experience. So when it is a silence, in the atmosphere, others come and experience it. That's why when you are having yoga bhatti, powerful meditation, whoever comes experience silence in the atmosphere. So silence is generating, transforming atmosphere. So silence is a transformer of matter. In silence, not only the mind is transformed, but the matter is also transformed, purified. In silence, you are giving power to others. And so as I was saying that these eight arms of Shaktis, there are four arms of Lord Vishnu, Swadarshan Chakra, the cycle of self-realization. Then, lotus, detached stage. Then, there's the power to control. When you are detached, controlling power, ruling powers come automatically, that you try to control, not to speak bad things, not to have vision of hate, not to make your face, I don't like this, no? You remain detached. It's a control on your actions, mace. You are ruling yourself. So thought, word are peaceful. And then it's automatically, even in a peaceful state of mind, you are speaking the truth. But it is benevolent. You speak the truth with sweetness. You don't say, I am telling truth, and then you are angry. Truth and anger do not go together. Some people say, but I am telling truth. And in truth they are getting angry. That is not the power. It means there is falsehood inside, that's why I am angry. Otherwise, even I am telling truth, I am not true with my own self. I take only superficial truth. I I see the truth in the weakness of others, but I don't see the truth of my quality. I want to prove others are wrong. So this is why I am forceful. Silence is not forceful. Peace is not forceful. Peace is non-violence. Silence is non-violent. And if I am telling truth with force, that is not silence. And so this is why the other four arms of Shaktis, that is, Baba said, that is will power, benevolent power. Will power is to control the self and determination, and also benevolent power to give benefit to others. And so the other four ornaments that are in the hands of the Shaktis are, that is called Durga, destroyer of the weaknesses, destroyer of the defects. That's why Baba says, this power to destroy, Shakti, Sanghari power to finish. You are not finished in that, you become imperishable, but you destroy Maya. In the power of silence, then these four arms, the other four arms are four ornaments. In one hand is a pot of water. It's a nectar and water. Kalash, it is called, kalash. A pot, a pitcher. And Baba says, I give you the pitcher of nectar on the head of the mothers. So Durga, Mother Amba, has this in one hand, this pot of water, nectar, means coolness. Silence is, heart is clean and cool. Water cleans the dirt and cools down the fire. So the power of silence is that your heart is very clean. Sometimes we want to prove the truth, but we fill our heart with rubbish. We want to tell the truth. This person is doing that and that person is doing that. And we wanted to tell the truth, but we have taken all the bad things in our heart. And our heart is burning. So the water of knowledge cleans your heart. So that's why this Shakti is the power of silence, is cleaning clean heart and cool mind. The reason? Because this, in power of peace, we have accepted other person. Then silence comes. With positive thoughts, with pure thoughts, with powerful thoughts, experiencing and experimenting your qualities, you have accepted other person. Otherwise mind cannot be silent. You have to accept whatever they are. Flower accepts the thorn, that's why he can keep the fragrance. Flower cannot say, I am so beautiful, I am so fragrant, I am so gentle, and thorn, you are pricking everyone. Whoever touches you brings blood. The flower does not say this to the thorn. So silence comes when I accept others. Then I can remain cool clean. Accept whatever they are. It's their own nature. Why am I fighting for the nature of others? Why am I wasting my energy to change others? And then I say, this person is telling lie, this person is clever, this person is very bad, and this person is becoming so good. You tell them they are good. Or you let them be whatever they are. You remain what you are. Accept them. If you have not accepted, there cannot be silence. You are sitting in meditation, but your mind is talking to them. Your intellect is trying to prove, thinking how to make other people understand that person is not good. You are fighting inside. You cannot hear the praise of other person. If somebody praises that person, you try to bring the memories in your mind, the bad behavior that other person have with you. You are fighting inside. So there is internal noise is there. Rubbish is there, noise is also there. Reason? Because you have not accepted. Let alone deep silence, sweet silence, loveful silence, powerful silence, blissful silence, golden silence. That's the very elevated stage. There is not even peace yet. So you have to accept others. And then you have to appreciate the good things they have. Bad what they have, you accept and appreciate what good they have. Then you are experiencing silence. Accept their weakness, appreciate their goodness. Then mind is sweet silence, beautiful silence, golden silence. Then the intellect has become a golden vessel. This nectar has made your intellect like gold. Golden silence. And you don't want to speak anything of their weakness because that does not belong to you. You don't spend your energy on that. But you give with the power of silence. On one side is if there is any kind of anger coming from other, you cool down that. So this wet water, when you accept it, it keeps your heart clean and you cool down your thoughts. Cool and cooling, clear, clean. And then you have a courage, because you appreciate others, then you have the courage to hear their praise. Otherwise you don't have tolerance power. Courage to speak about their good things. What you have created, confidence within your own qualities. Why cannot we keep our mind clean, clear, pure? Because I don't have the confidence in my own qualities. I don't have self-respect. Confidence is also self-respect. And so experimenting with the qualities of the soul. Then is experience. And so in one hand is this fifth hand, that is a kalash, it's a nectar pot. And the other hand is a rosary, this beads of the rosary. So beads of the rosary is that you create harmony. The power of the thread of love is bringing each jewel closer. So each specialities of other, you are bringing it in. And so in this way, you create harmony. Peaceful atmosphere, harmony. Where there is harmony, there is natural silence. There is a strength. So silence is a strength. Unity is created. And then, in the third hand, is a fan. You know this small fan that some of you are holding? This is in Goddess hand. It has changed the atmosphere. At hot weather, becomes cool with fan. Heat is changed. Ventilator is moving. Heat changes into freshness. So this is what this Baba spoke about. Shaktis, do you see your power? The other four powers are like weapons. Mace is like a weapon. So Sudarshan Chakra is also a weapon. But these are ornaments. The inner power of changing the atmosphere. And the fourth hand is blessing. Blessing. Blessing means that you are blessing them with five qualities. You are giving five qualities to them. Then power of silence is blessing with five qualities. Knowledge, peace, love, purity and happiness. So it's a blissful stage. Silence is bliss. Blissful stage. It means total soul consciousness. And in that state of mind, when I am in with Baba, as Baba says, you become Kalyani, like Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is benevolent and you Shaktis are called Kalyani. Kalyani means the one who bring benefit to others, and that is the hand of blessing. So such a contrast, when I am angry, I am talking bad things about them. When I am peaceful, I am trying to protect myself. But when I am silent, I am giving support and strength to others, blessing to others. The power of silence is because you are in inner state of silence of the soul world, and the power of the present time of God's child, being benevolent child. And total harmony and peace of the golden age. Golden age is also purity, peace and happiness. Soul world is also the world of silence. Confluence age is also when we come from the world of sorrow, we experience happiness. We come to the world of peacelessness, we come to peace. There's different level of peace is peace. But different level of peace. So So different level of silence. So sweet silence, deep silence, loveful silence, golden silence, powerful silence, dead silence. What is dead silence? Completely detached. What is death? Detachment from the body. And in that consciousness, when you are detached from your own praise, detached from your own achievement, detached from your own ego, detached from your own virtues, and detached from the situations of others, there's no influence. You cannot be under the influence of anything. Neither influence of your own maya, neither influence of others. Then the soul is experiencing supreme silence. Supreme silence. Perfect silence. So the supreme relationship with the supreme is making you powerful, making you perfect, free from perfection means free from your own defects and free from the effect of defects of others. As Baba says, you become eternal, eternal silence, immortal silence. Nothing can disturb you. Nothing can influence you. So this total detached stage of soul consciousness means all five qualities are working together. Peace, knowledge, peace, love. So then you are a loveful soul. You have forgiveness. You have the consciousness of benevolence, uplifting others. You create the atmosphere of power around you, of positive energy, spiritual energy. So it means complete extroverted is changing to introvertness. And when you are introverted, automatically all other powers are merged in this power of silence. So this is why sometimes with eight arms, these goddesses are shown with eight powers. Eight arms, there are eight powers. So these eight powers that we have, the picture of eight powers, are automatically there in power of silence. Because your power, you are so clear, clean, that you pick up only, in your mind there's only jewels. There are no waste thoughts. By being introspective, the power of introspection, you are like a tortoise. Means all the sense organs are turned within. When you need to come out in sound, you come. When you don't need to come in sound, you are silent. When there is no business of mine to talk, why should I give my opinion and talk about? Sometimes, when we are not introspective, we speak unnecessary. We give our opinion whether other people have asked us or not. Other people are talking and we have the information, we begin to talk. Extrovertedness. When we are introverted, our sense organs are inside. So the power of introspection, nistalt, is the power to withdraw, it is called. Power to withdraw means power of introspection, inner inspection, introspection. Extroverted, you inspect others. And when we are extroverted, we are police, like police inspectors, no? And not only we are police inspector, we begin to work like a judge. We become, you are wrong, this one is wrong, that one is wrong. First you become inspector, and then you become judge, and you want to punish them. We create karmic accounts. In extrovertness we create karmic account. Because we are connected with others. And so all peacelessness of others is also affecting us. And so Baba said, today it is an account of as much it is, that much, as and that. Whoever is doing, that one is receiving. It was in Hindi word, jo jaisa, jitna utna, means whoever is doing effort receives the reward. As much efforts are done, so is the achievement. In the same way, as is yoga yukta, then qualities of the energy of the level of spirituality is increasing. As much as yoga, that much is ability increasing, that much power is increasing. So these powers are increasing. In silence power, these virtues are automatically there. These powers are there. First, in peace you use the virtues. In silence is a power. The difference between peace that other people have, peace that with knowledge comes, and silence with that, the difference. Other people say if you don't fight, that is peace. It is the absence of war is peace, but there is no expression of qualities. But now here it is. Very different than what other people think peace. For us peace is presence of all the qualities. You use all the qualities to be peaceful. You use knowledge. You use tolerance. You use detachment. You use detached observer. You use forgiveness. These qualities are used. Knowledge is used. So you become peaceful. But silence is power. Will power. Power of self-sovereignty and then power to give power to others. Silence, power. All these powers that are power of introspection, power to pack up. No waste thoughts. When it is waste, it's a lot of expansion is there. In silence, full stop. Past is past. So it is silence that is. There is no why, what or want. Why this person is doing this? What is there? All this desire of expansion of information. So why, what, who, when, what, all this is not there. And want, my desires are all not there. So power to pack up. In silence, it means you are just a dot. So you remember the slogan, past is past. Silent. Why it happened, how it happened, what will happen in the future, no. So you are not only experimenting, but you are experiencing. And then, this power of tolerance you are expressing. What? Others are throwing a stone on you, a tree, and the tree is giving what? Fruits. No, in the picture of tolerance, what we have? Somebody is throwing stone on the tree, and the tree is giving fruit. So self-respect. It's not a question of that you are tolerating other weakness of others, but other person wants your qualities that you have. So self-respect. You have qualities, you respect, okay, they want attention, you give them. They want respect, give them. They want peace, give them. So like a tree is giving fruits, you are giving your qualities. Tree does not say, why you have thrown a stone on me? Ready to give. Give respect. In silence power, you are staying in self-respect and you are giving respect. It's not that you are suffering. No. Then you are able to merge everything, like the ocean. Baba is the ocean of love, you are the ocean of love. Weakness of others is merged. The river brings all the rubbish. And what does the ocean do? Accepts the river with rubbish, throws the rubbish out, makes the Ganges like itself. The ocean does not say, hey Ganges, you are Ganges, I am the ocean. No, Ganges also becomes ocean. Does not say, I am authority, I am in charge, I have my department, I have my this, you stay outside. You don't say this. No? You accept. There is great joy of this, like the river has brought the ocean rubbish from here, from the whole journey, and the ocean just takes it, the river in itself. This is the power to merge. This is called Shakti, power. Deep in silence, the ocean-like. There is great joy outside, inside is deep silence. Reason, as you have created that coolness. Now knowledge became virtue, virtue became power. And that's why it is deep silence in the ocean. In the depth, silence. Ocean is silent, is still. So it is your enthusiasm. You maintain your enthusiasm and you accept others. But wisdom is that you keep only good things in you. Your holy swan, You have not allowed to be influenced by the weakness that other person brought. You thrown it away. You picked up only good things. So it's a balance. It's a balance of love and power. This is why Baba said today, these Shaktis, their eyes show love and mercy. Their actions are powerful. Their features are loving mother features, motherly features. Ornaments are very powerful. So they are destroyer of the weaknesses, sustainer of virtues. Weaknesses of the self and weaknesses of others. This is why the silence power is fire. Burns all the rubbish. In silence, you don't only have to face, but in silence you have solution. Baba gives the touching. In silence only you can get inspirations from Baba. You have the power to catch. Get catching power. And you get touchings, what to do now. If I am talking inside and talking to others, my intellect is so busy, my mind is busy, how can I hear Baba? And I say, oh, Baba does not touch me. He wants to touch, but my telephone lines are engaged. When I am not experiencing silence, inside I am talking, fighting with others, or arguing with others, or thinking about others, so my telephone lines are engaged. And Baba wants to speak to me, I cannot hear. Every day in Murli, Baba is telling me things, but I cannot catch. So it is the power of silence, is the foundation, the basis to get inspirations from Baba, to get these golden versions so clear, which encourages us to bring transformation in ourselves and solutions of situations. There is no waste of energy. Then it is success, is my birthright, power to be successful. Not only stars of hopes, stars of success. This is what Baba is making us. Today Baba said, all these are the powers, no? In silence, without asking, cooperation comes. Because there is attraction. Silence draws attention. And so the power of silence automatically attracts cooperation. In silence you are able to give power to others of cooperation, you receive cooperation from others. When you talk too much, you ask too much, you don't get the power, cooperation. So then these three different types of silence of soul consciousness, silence of the soul world, and supreme silence of relationship with God. This godly silence, unique silence, is true silence, blissful silence, powerful silence. When there is truth, You don't speak. It is no need to prove. Truth is silence. This is why people say God is truth. God is silence. He does not need to prove himself. Experience, true relationship with God is experience of very powerful silence, blissful silence. And also the silence of the soul world. Everything is merged in it and there is no desire at all. So this is what makes you the powerful goddess on one side, as you know, with 8-arm goddess. And today Baba said, you are the one who fulfills the desires of others. So because I don't have any desires, in silence, mind does not have any desires. It is full, no? Because you are enjoying silence. Now it is the example I give sometime. In silence, this type of meditation, experience of silence is, you know, just like this honeybee. This honeybee is boom, 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 is this buzzing around the flowers. You can hear the sound. And when this honeybee sits in the flower and drinks the nectar from the flower, there's no sound. Busy in drinking the nectar, creating for honey. And so you are experiencing this relationship with Baba, is experiencing silence. You are full. So there is no noise here. All desires are fulfilled because you are full. There is contentment, there is satisfaction. Empty vessels make much noise. So you are not noisy anymore. Because you are not empty, there is no noise. You are full. Because I am empty inside, I want, and I make noise. I disturb others. Noises, I get angry, I criticize others. I disturb others. If others are getting something better than me, I compare myself with others. I complain. This is called noise. It's not like children like noise. So this is what I'm saying, to check, is it I keep quiet, no noise, or I am peaceful, or I am silent. Am I Trimurti Shiv Shakti? Quiet, peaceful, silent. I am able to then fulfill the desires of others, and then it is blessings, no? Kamdhenu, fulfills everyone's desires. And so this power of silence of soul consciousness, power of silence of soul world and power of silence of belonging to God, supreme silence, soul conscious silence, soul world silence and godly silence, supreme silence, are able to function all the powers. So the soul consciousness here, I am master.
I am child of God. And my home is peaceful, the land of silence. So it creates you, you are not stumbling around, you are from the land of silence, full. You belong to the Almighty Authority, all the powers is your birthright. As an eternal, imperishable soul, no one can snatch away your what birthright you have from God. You are not a beggar that you want anything from others. And this is what this morning's slogan, today's Murli's slogan was, when you stay in your self-respect, all powers will follow your orders, your directions. So in self-respect, when you stay in your self-respect, all the powers will follow your order. Whichever direction you want to use, wherever you want to use whichever power, we use it. You become useful. You are able to give benefit to others. This is what is called the power of benevolence. Through silence is benevolent. We become the children of the benevolent Father. Kalyani, the one who brings benefit to others. So if I have had benefit for my own self, through self-respect, I can give benefit to others. So power of silence is great. Mind is purified. Intellect becomes not only far-sighted, but Baba says you become wide, is far and wide, far-sighted as well, wide as well, divine intellect. Sanskaras are golden aged sanskaras. So then there is harmony. So in perfect silence, there is harmony of three. Mind, intellect and sanskaras. Of these three types of silence, of soul conscious, of home, soul world's conscious, and God conscious. Who do I belong to? This silence then in create atmosphere, powerful nature purified. And so in the golden age, it's natural, everything is peaceful, full, full. In soul consciousness, purity is practiced. Brahmin consciousness. Then my aim and object, my study is divine intellect. So God is teaching me, making my intellect divine, giving me the aim object of Vishnu, of bringing balance of silence and knowledge. So Shankar, silent. Yogi, detached, disinterested from this old world. All today what Baba spoke about, no? Unlimited disinterest, total renunciation. So purity, peace and happiness. Perfect silence. As Brahma's child, purity. total yogi, complete yogi, silence, renunciation. With this balance, Vishnu, blissful stage, blissful silence, purity, peace and happiness. So through the silence power, sanskars are becoming perfect, divine, no? Intellect is far-sighted, totally detached. Mind is peaceful. Intellect is on one side, loving with Baba, detached from the old world. Silence, stillness. So perfect silence is when there's harmony of the mind, intellect and sanskaras. So let us now stay in this silence of deep silence, sweet silence, loveful silence, pure silence, dead silence, perfect silence, golden silence, sweet, supreme silence. Om Shanti. Before you go, these lamps are there in front of you, and so you have time to offer to Baba on your lamp the homework. No? Is there, no?
प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है, पहने रहना गुणों का यूं ही कहना है, करते चलो सबको प्यार, देते चलो सत्कार, तुम्हें तारों से आगे निकलना है। प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है, प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है। गगन से ऊंचे रखो विचार, धरती जैसा धैर्य अपार, नैनों में रूहानी प्यार, नैनों में रूहानी प्यार, देहद में रहना नाहद में ठहरना, सदा नदिया सबेते रहना है। प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है, प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है। Thank you. जैसे हो गुलिस्तान खिले, होठों को मुस्कान मिले, जग को जीवन दान मिले, आए गम की ना हवाए, देते रहो दुआए, नहीं अब गुण को मन में धरना है। प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है, प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है। कथनी करनी एक बने कर्म तुम्हारे नेक बने, देख के और अनेक बने, देख के और अनेक बने, तुमको योगी बन के रहना, पावन पावन से बनना, जैसे निर्मल सा झरता झरना है। प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है, पहने रहना गुणों का यूं ही गहना है, करते चलो सबको प्यार, देते चलो सत्कार, तुम्हें तारों से आगे निकलना है। प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है, प्यारे बाबा तुम्हारा यही कहना है।